Today, Shir's Masechta Bey on Daf Chaf Aleph. We will begin on Daf Chaf Amid Bey's, 11 lines from the bottom of the Amid, in the middle of the line, with the words, Iboy Elohu. We are in the middle of the sugya of Shoichtim, Nedorim, and Nedavis, whether Nedorim and Nedavis are craven b'yantiv or ain't craven b'yantiv, whether they can be brought as a korban on yantiv or not, something that a person donates to the Beis HaMikdash, a neder or a nedava. And in yesterday's sugya, Abishol had told us a kal v'chomer, according to Beis Hillel, that Nedorim and Nedavis could be brought on yantiv. And the way Abishol phrased it was, ma b'makam shekiroscha stuma, kiras rabcha pesucha, tub shatim, in the word kira, either it means a oven which has in it space for two pots, two different kinds of foods. So on Shabbos, where your own kira, your own stove is closed, you're not allowed to use the stove for cooking on Shabbos. And yet, kiras rabcha pesucha, your kira, the stove of your Rebbe, of Hashem, the Mizbeach, is open and it is able to take, to put on it, tamidim and musafin. And Tosfos learned kira meant your suda is closed and Hashem's suda is open. B'makom shekiroscha pesucha, on yantiv, when your kira, your stove or your suda is open, where you're allowed to do malachas for Oichel Nefesh, Ein Oidin, certainly Shekiras Rabcha Psucha, that you should be able to bring a Olas Ria on the Mizbeach. This was the argument of Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai. So, as we mentioned yesterday, there are three opinions, the Achoranim point out, based on a Diyuk in yesterday's Sugya, there are three opinions, whether Beis Hillel holds that you are allowed to bring a Neder and Nedava on Yontiv. We had two opinions on Yates Amid Aleph. One opinion said that according to Beis Hillel, you do not bring a neder nedava on yantiv. The second opinion said that Beis Hillel's opinion is that a shalmei nedava, where the bialim would be able to eat from it, could be brought on yantiv. However, an oilas nedava not. And in yesterday's sugya, the achronim have a diuk that even an olas nedava, a third shita in Beis Hillel, would hold. Beis Hillel would hold that an oilas nedava could also be brought, even though the bialim cannot eat from it, since an oil is consumed totally on the mizbeach. There's a very beautiful pshat of the Shita Mekibetzes that has a new dimension to the marshal of Abishol concerning the kira. If your table is full, as the Gemara continues over there, the Gemara says, V'chein b'din shelo yehe shulchan chamolei v'shulchan rabcha reikon. Your table on Yontif should not be full, and the table of your Rebbe is empty. So the Shita Mekibetzes explains that just like your kira has a place, a stove, for two pots to be put there. In other words, you can put two different kugels in that stove. You have a variety that's available to you on Yontif. So your table is full. You have all kinds of different macholim there. And the table of your Rebbe should be empty. Your Rebbe should have the same availability of different foods. So according to that third shita in Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel is matur, nedorim, and nedav, is not just shlomim where the Baam can eat, but even oilos where the Baam can't eat, Beis Hillel would be matur. So the marshal is very beautiful. Just like you can have a stove which has two kugels in it, different kinds. You could have a cholent, you have a kugel, you have all kinds of different foods. Your table is mole. You have all kinds of dishes on different foods on your table. Hashem should be able to have the same variety, and therefore, according to Beis Hillel, in that third pshat, they are matur, nedorim, and nedavis, whether it's shlomim or whether it's oilos. There is a total variety to Hashem to bring, and certainly chova is allowed to be brought, but even the nedavis, and whether it's shlomim or oilos. This is the pshat of the Shittim Gebetzes in the Mashal of Abishol. And as, now we begin today's sugya. Iboy Elohu, they had a question. L'divrei ha'omer, nedorim and nedavis ain't craven b'yantiv, if we go with the opinion in Beis Shammai, or even there was one sheet of the held like that in Beis Hillel, that nedorim and nedavis are not brought on yantiv, over v'shachat mai. What happens if the person didn't listen to that halacha, and he shechted nedorim and nedavis on yantiv? What is the halacha? Explains Rashi, Mahu sheyizrek es adam. Will we do zrikas adam or not? we know that a korban can only become mutter ba'achila if there is zrikas adam on the day of the hakrav of the korban. This person wasn't supposed to bring a neder nedav according to the shita on yontiv, and he did it. He did make the shita. Will we be zorik the dam or not? Rava Omar, so Rava said, yes, zorik es adam. You do the zrik of the dam, alminas lahatir basar ba'achila. If this will allow the basar to be permitted to be eaten, in other words, as the Gemara soon will explain, if the basar in the meantime became tamei, or it became nevad, it was lost, and there's not going to be any achilas basar, then ein nechanami, one should not do zrika, because the zrikas adam then would be an isser de rabbanon to do. And although the Shita Mikabetza speaks out, although ain shvus b'migdish, as we learned before in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, but here, since the person did shaloika halacha, he wasn't supposed to bring a neder in the Davan Yantiv, and he brought a neder and the Davan Yantiv. Therefore, if there's no basar for which the dam will be matter that basar bachila, because the basar was nevad or nitma, became tummy, or was lost, then the Rabbanu will insist that their injunction is applicable even in the Beis HaMikdash, because you did something wrong. You shouldn't have brought the neder or the nedava on Yontif. But if there is meat here, even though you did something wrong, the Rabbanu will allow you to make your zrika so that you'll be able to eat the meat. Rabba Barav Hanomar, Zayrik es Adam, Amenas Lahakter Imurin La'erev. That Rabbi Barfuna says that not even if the meat got lost or tummy, and there is no meat for which the zrika will allow you to eat the meat, but there is haktara of the emurim. There are parts of the animal that are going at night be brought on the mizbeach to burn on the mizbeach during the night. So even if there's no achilas adam, but there is achilas mizbeach, the Rabbana will permit you to be zorek the dam so that you can be makdir the emurim on the mizbeach during the night. My benayo, ask the Gemara, what's the chilek between Rava, who speaks about achilas adam, and Rabba Bar Arafona, who speaks about achilas mizbeach? Ik benayo, the difference is, as we mentioned before, nitma basar oishavad. If the meat of the korban, which is normally going to be eaten by the bialim, became tome or it got lost, l'rava loizarek. According to Rava, the whole heter of the isser of being zarek the dam is only if there's meat to eat. But here there's no meat to eat, so the Rabbana will say, don't be zarek the dam. L'rava barafuna zarek bar. According to Rava Funa, it's not totally in the achilas adam. It's even allowed to be zarek the dam for the achilas mizbeach of the emurim. So even if the meat got nevad or nitma, you could still do zrikas adam because of the emurim, which are going to be nikrav on the mizbeach. Meisve the Gemara asks a question. We have learned kivsei atzeres. These were the two shlomim that accompanied on shvuas the shtei halachem sheshacht on shaloi lishman, that you were shaych them shaloi lishman, not for the right reason. You were shaychet a shlomim for an oila. And we remember what we learned in Masech Tzvachim, the first Mishnah of Beis Amid Aleph, that all the kurbanis, with the exception of Pesach and Chatas, that are shechted shaloi lishman, even though they are not oila labailim l'shem chayva, the Baal will still have to bring a new korban, but they are kosher. You're allowed to eat them. They do not become puzzle, with the exception of Chatas and Korban Pesach. So in this case, if a person shechted a shaloi lishma, but the meat is still viable to be eaten, oy sheshechted on bein lefnei zman on bein la'achar zmanan, or he shechted it, he designated it for the kivsei atzeres, which should have been brought on Shavuos, but instead he brought it before Shavuos or after Shavuos. The halacha is hadam yizrak, you should sprinkle the dam, v'habasar yachal, and you can go ahead and eat the meat. The dam is matter you to eat the meat. But v'im hoyser Shabbos. But if you are going to, you shechted it on Shabbos, then which you shouldn't have, the halach is lo yizrak, don't sprinkle the dam, because there's no basar which the blood will be matter, because on Shabbos he can't eat it, he can't cook on Shabbos. V'im zorak, what happens if he did do the zrika, which he shouldn't have done, but he did it? As we turn to the Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the halach is hurtza, it is acceptable, but there's a condition. Al minas he has to do the following, lahakter emurim la'erev. He shouldn't be makter, Rashi explains, the emurim on Shabbos. He should wait till nighttime, and at night he'll be makter the emurim. So the Gemara is medayik. It says, zorak dievet. If he was zorek, it's hurtza. Dievet in. If he did it, it works. But in the first instance, he shouldn't have been zorak. So Bishlam l'Rava Nicha. We had a machlokes before Rava and Rabbi Rav Huna. When do we permit the dam in such a situation to be sprinkled? Is it only if there's meat, or is it even if there's only a murim? So according to Rava, it's very good. Since the heter to sprinkle the dam is only if there's meat, and here on Shabbos there's no meat because he can't cook the meat on Shabbos. So if he sprinkled it, it's hurtza, and what will he use the dam for? He'll use it for the aktoras, a murim at night, even though he has no meat during the day, but he'll use this zrikas adam for the emurim at night. But that's very good why it's b'dievet, because lechatchila he's only allowed to sprinkle the dam for meat, and then on Shabbos there's no meat. El Rav Rav Huna, according to Rav Rav Huna, who says that in such a situation we permit him to sprinkle the dam not only for meat but even for the aktoras emurim. So why is it only a b'dievet im zorak if he did the zrika? Lechatchila we should tell him you can't eat meat, the Shabbos, fine. But you do have the Aktoras Emurim at night, and if so, go ahead and be Zorek the Dam Lechatchila. Why is it only Abed Yevet? So Lechayr L'Rabba Rav Chuna Kasha. So the Gemara answers, Kasha. You're right, it's a Kasha. And then the Gemara turns around and says, no, I even thought of a Teretz to the Kasha. V'Iboy Yiseima, Shaini Shvus Shabbos Mishvus Yontiv. We were talking about a Shvus of on Yontiv, of sprinkling the dam. So over there, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna felt that even if there's no meat to be eaten, there's only a murim, it is permitted to sprinkle the dam. You're asking me a kasha from Shabbos? Shabbos is more chomer. A shvus on Shabbos is more chomer than a shvus on Yadav. So I could say that according to Rabbi Rav Huna, they were only matter sprinkling dam for eating, for haktoras emurim, only on Yantiv. But on Shabbos, you need achilas basar. And if on Shabbos you don't have achilas basar, then it's only a b'dievet if you do it for haktoras emurim. So Rabbi Bar Rav Huna will distinguish between Yantiv and Shabbos. Yantiv, he'll be matarit even for haktoras emurim, lechatchila. Shabbos, he'll only be matar haktoras emurim, only b'dievet. Now the Gemara goes into the inyan, which we've mentioned before, on Daf Yud Tesamid Aleph we had, that the heter of doing melacha for oichel nefesh is only for lochem. As we had the pasuk there, the pasuk stated that, ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh, hu levada ye'asel lochem. Only something that's permitted for oichel nefesh, that is the only time when Malachas are mutter on yantiv, and we learned lochem veloy lenachri or lakuti, that you cannot cook on yantiv for a goy, and huadin we learned that lochem veloy leklovim. So our Gemara now for the next three quarters of a blot will discuss these two issues: lochem veloy lenachri, lochem veloy leklovim. Boy minei Rab Avia Saba me Rav Huna. The elder Rab Avia asked the question from Rav Huna. What do you have in this situation? What's the din? Behema, if you have a behema, chatz yishol nachri, v'chatz yishol yisrael, its own b'shutvus between a yid and a goy, ma'u l'shachtu b'yantiv, could you shecht that on yantiv or not? On the one hand, you're shechting for a yid, but on the other hand, you're shechting for a goy. And we learned lachem v'loy l'nachri. Omar lei mutter, he said it's mutter. Omar lei, so he said back to him, v'chima bein zel l'nedorm v'nedavis. What are you telling me? It's mutter, why? Because I have a shut of a yid. So it comes out, you're telling me that when I have a shutvus between an eligible partner and a non-eligible partner, since I'm doing it for an eligible partner, the yid, it's mutter. So why do you tell me this sugya goes that ain't craven nedorm and adavis b'yantiv? Why? We also have a partnership. There's gavoa and the bailam. For the bailam, it's lachem, and for Hashem, it's gavoa. But if Nedorim and Adavis are not permitted on Yantiv, so why should this be permitted to Shecht for a Yid and a Goy? Amar Lei Urva Parach. He said, a raven is flying up above. Rashi says, he changed the subject. He didn't give him an answer. Ki nafak, when Rab Avya Saba left in shame, in a state of shame, he walked out, as we'll see in the Gemara soon, that he was embarrassed with, because he didn't get an answer to a good question. Omerle Rabba Berei. So Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, said to his father, Lav Haino, Rav Avya Saba, the Mishtabach Le Mar Begavei, the Gavar Rabahu. Is this not the very same Rav Avya Saba who I have heard from you on other occasions that you praised him and you said about him, he's a Gavar Rabba? Is this the way to treat a Gavar Rabba? He asks you an excellent question and you change the subject and you say that there's a raven flying up above us? Why didn't you answer him? Why did you let him go out in shame? Omar Lay, so Rav Huna answered to his son, Umay Avid Lay, what could I do? Ani Ayoim, today I have fulfilled upon myself the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Samchuni Bashishus, support me with dainty pastries, Raftuni Betapuchim, spread around me apples. In other words, Rashi explains, I gave a shear, today was Yontiv, I gave a shear, and I gave a long, hard shear. I didn't have strength, I had to eat something. Uboy minoy milsa de boy taima. He didn't ask me a simple question. He asked me a question, as Rashi says, that tsarich ani lahar alayin bo. It's a tough question, which I had to think and meditate how to give him a proper answer. I couldn't do it before I ate some pastries. I was makayim that pasuk in Shir HaShirim. So I didn't do it with the intention to shame him. I do it in pashut. I didn't have koyach. I didn't have strength to answer him. The orach on the side is brought that he said the word samchuni is very proper here from Shir HaShirim. It's referring not that he gave a shir on yontav like Rashi learns, but he was made that day, got smicha to be the rosh hayeshiva of the yeshiva there. That's what the word samchuni he was referring to. And apparently there were ceremonies and speeches, and it was also a very tough day, and we come down to the same result, that he was famished, and he couldn't concentrate on an answer, and he had to eat before he would give him the answer. The Gemara continues, V'taima mai. Okay, that's very good. We have an answer why he didn't respond to Rav Avya Saba. But what, in fact, is the difference between the Dorim and the Davis, which ain't craven biyantiv, and a goy and a yid who are shutvim, that you could shecht for the Jew? The answer is, Behema, chetzi shal narchiv, chetzi shal Yisrael, mutru l'shachta b'yantav, you are allowed to shachta on yantav. The efshir l'kizai is basur b'loi shchita. You can't separate the maisa shchita between the goy and the yid. You can't say, okay, half of the animal I'll shecht for the yid, and the other half I'll shecht for the goy. Once you do a maisa shchita, there's no kizaius of the flesh of the animal that could become permitted for the Jew by dividing it up from the goy. So once I'm shechting in order to enable the Jew to get his kezias, so automatically I'm allowed to shecht for the goy as well. In other words, why? Because it's considered as if I'm doing the whole thing only for the yid. I can't divide the animal in two parts and only shecht for the yid. I have to shecht the whole animal only for the yid. So therefore, it's considered a maisa that I'm doing for the Jew. Avol nedorim and nedavos also l'shachtem biyantiv. But nedorim and nedavos I can't. So you asked me a question there also. We have a shutvas between Hashem and Lachem. So why isn't it permitted for Lachem to shecht a nedorim and nedavos on yantiv? The answer is the koyhanim. The Kohanim, when they get their portion, they're getting it from Hashem. As Rashi says, that the chaz and the shok, the breast and the right hind quarter of the animal which the Kohen get, and Rashi adds, v'hu adin labailim, and the pieces of the shlomim that the owner himself is able to eat, Rashi says, a marshal of Eved Anoitl Prasmi Beis Raboi. He's like a servant who is receiving a present from the house of his Rebbe. Says Rashi, Nimtzas Kol Hashchita L'Shem Gavoya. So in the case of a Yid, and a Goy, there we said the whole Shchit is for the Jew, because he can't divide the animal in half and shecht part for the Jew and part for the Goy. So that's why it's considered a Maisa Shechita for the Yid, and it's permitted. Whereas by Nedorim and Nedavos, it's just the opposite. What the partner, the Jewish partner, the Kohen partner gets is not his. It belongs to Hashem. The top Tosfos points out that even on the third line of Tosfos, afilu Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, even according to Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, who says that kachim kalim, shlomim, that we're speaking about here, is mum and bilim. It belongs to the owner, and it means he can use that to be mekadesh a woman. It's his money. Yes, it's his money. But who does he get the money from? He gets the money from Hashem. One man, the Amar, holds that kachim kalim is not mum and bilim. But even according to Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, who holds it is mom and bottom, but the source of it is first that it's made for Hashem. Then Hashem decides, good, I'm going to give it to you, and a mamish becomes yours that you go and kaddish and isha with it. But it's still, what was the ma'isa shkita for? It was for Hashem, and that's why this man the armor holds, lochem v'loy l'gvoya, you cannot do it for Hashem, you have to do it only for Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. Amar Reb Chisda said, if you have an animal that's half owned by a goy and half owned by a yid, mutu l'shachta b'yamtiv, you're allowed to shachta on yamtiv. Why? As we explained before, the efshar l'kizai is basher b'loy shchita, because it's not possible to separate the animal in two. You can't make one kizai is for the goy without shchita and the other kizai is for the yid with shchita. Comes out that the whole animal is being shechted for the yid, and that's why it's mutter on yamtiv. But Isa, if I have a doe, Chetzer Shal Nachem, Chetzer Shal Yisrael, the Jew and the Goy are shutfim in the doe, then Asulaf Isa be Yantiv. Then I cannot bake it on Yantiv. Why? Doha Efshalei Lemifliga Belisha. Because that could be divided up in the kneading of the doe. Why do you have to make a big doe and cook and bake it for the yid and the goy together, divide it up, make a half dough, and only bake the part that belongs to the yid. By shechita, I can't divide it up, but by baking, I could. And there, taka will be usher to bake a jointly owned dough, which is owned both by a yid and by a goy. The Gemara asks the kashan, this must of Rav Chana Bar Chani Loi. He asked the question from a Mishnah, Mesechta Chalo, which states as follows. Isas klovim, if we have a dough that was used for bread, an inferior type of bread used to feed dogs, bizman sha'roin oichlam imenu, if the shepherds who are with these are dogs that are used by the shepherds in managing the sheep, so if the shepherds can also eat, it's not so inferior that a human being couldn't eat from it, they could also share with the dogs this bread. So it says in Masech Techala that this Issas Klovim has a halacha of mamish bread, legabe all dinim. For example, chayev is b'chala. It's chayev b'chala, as Rashi says, the lechem karinim bay. We call it lechem. Ma'arvim bo, we can make an eruve chatzeros. An eruve chatzeros, as we had in Masechta Shabbat Ervin, is that when you have a chotzer that is owned by a few different Jews, they're allowed to carry from their houses into the chatzer, if they make an eruv chatzeres in one of the houses, then it's considered that they're going from a jointly owned house into a jointly owned chatzer, and that is permitted. So this bread, which is placed in one of the houses, is considered bread for eruv chatzeres. Umishtatvim bo, it's also good to be used for shetufei mevoyos, which we learned is when you are going from a chatzer. There are a few chatzeres that are near a mavui, and you're going to go from your house to the chatzeres, and from the chatzeres into the mavui. How do you go from the various chatzeres into the jointly owned mavui? You do the same type of thing as an eruv chatzeres. You make a shtufim of voice, and that joins all the chatzeres together. Now they're all jointly owned, and now they can go into the jointly owned mavui. So what do you use for that bread? This is considered bread to use for the shtufim of voice. Mevorchen aleha, you make a moitzi on it. Mezamnen aleha, you make a mezumen. If three people are eating together, they make a birchas hamazon, and they have, this is mechayev them to bench together. V'nefes b'yantiv, here's the key, what you were trying to bring from this Mishnah Masech Techala, that this bread, which is, so to speak, jointly owned by dogs and men, and we're going with the shita here that lochem v'loy l'klovim, just like we had before, lochem v'loy l'nachri, lochem v'loy l'klovim, not for dogs. So here you have something that's used both by man and by man's best friend, the dog, And the halach is nefes b'yantiv. You're allowed to bake it on yantiv. V'adam yaitzev b'yidei chavasim b'pesach. And also, if you baked it with the special restrictions of how matzah is made, it could be used for matzah. And as it's a dough, like any other dough that is considered lechem or matzah, and it's kosher as bread in all regards. Now comes our question, v'amai, why is the halacha that you can bake this bread on yontif, efshar leila miflaga belisha, just like you said before, that a Isa Rab Chisda said, that is owned jointly by a yid and a goy. You cannot bake it on yontif because you could divide that Isa in half. So here also, good, a roya, the man, the shepherd, is able to eat from it. But I don't have to bake for him and the dog. I can divide it up and only bake for the roya and not bake for the kelev. And you're telling me, lechem v'lo leklavim, why over there is it permitted to bake it for this jointly owned Esau by man and dog? Gemara answers, shiny Esau's klavim is different. Since I could satisfy the dog by offering him a piece of nevela, so if I'm baking this dough, it comes out, it's really, I'm baking it for the roya. I'm not even baking it for the kelev at all. So it comes out, even though, as Rashi explains, I'm not actually giving him nevela, but hoyle, since it's possible to give him nevela, therefore, I consider it as if I'm baking the whole thing for the roya. Frey the Gemara, immediately Rav Chisda hoyle. Does Rav Chisda hold of the klal of hoyle? Rav Chisda doesn't hold of a potential that I could have. Voyitmer, we learned in Masech the Pesachim, daf mem vav beis, hoy from yantav lechov. Somebody bakes from yantav to the weekday, he already ate his sudas yantav. And right now, at the end of yantav, where he's not baking for yantav, he's preparing for the weekday. Is he allowed to do that or not? Does he get malchus for such? Is he committing an aveira of doing a fee on yantav? Shaloy l'tzarech oichol nefesh on yantav or not? Rav Chisda Amar like, Rav Chisda says he gets malchus for the aveira of baking on yantav. Rabba Amar ain't like, he does not get malchus. What's the swore in the machlokes? Rav Chisda Amar like, Rav Chisda says he gets malchus. Loy amrinan hoyel umikli le'archem chazalei. There is a swara of hoyel umikle le'archem. I'm baking for the weekday, but really we can consider that I'm baking it for yontif because maybe I'll get guests and I'll have to offer them something to eat. So I'm baking for, we could say, for the guests. So Rav Chisda doesn't hold of that potential because maybe guests will come. And since guests could come, therefore now also, hashtanami chazalei, we say that you're not baking for choyl, it's considered that you're baking for yantiv. We don't say choyl. Rabba Amrena like a rabbi says, no, you don't get malchus. Why? Amrena choyl, you do say choyl. So Rav Chisda clearly in Masechta Pesachim does not hold of the concept of choyl. It has to be a fact, and we don't say potential, hypothetically, I could have. So if so, how do you say over your hoyle that I could give him nevela? But right now you're not giving him nevela, you're giving him the isa to eat. And the question comes back, divide it up and don't bake for the klovim. El eloitem a hoyle ve'efshir. Don't say it's a case of potentially I could bring it to, give it to the klovim. El kigoin de islay nevela. He has a piece of nevela. It's not potential. He has it right there. Divide efshir lefaisim in nevela. He definitely could right now give them nevela, and therefore, for all he knows, the dog isn't even going to eat the isa, he's going to eat the nevela. So therefore, it's considered that he's baking only for the roya. Ein echanami, if he would not have any nevela present, then ein echanami, Rav Chisda would hold that he's not allowed to bake it for the person, the roya, and the dog. He would have to divide it up. Boy, me name Rav Huna, they asked the question for Rav Huna. Hani b'nei baga, these Jewish villagers, the Ramo laya kimcha de b'nei chela, that the king made a decree that you Jewish villagers have to supply the flour for my soldiers. Mahu lafois b'yantiv, can the villagers bake the bread for the army of the king on yantiv? And l'charit are only baking the bread for the goyim. Is that permitted or not? Amar lahu. So he responded to them and he said, Chazina, we have to see. I yahavale riftel yenuka. If they permit him, if the people giving the bread asked the soldiers, is it okay if I give a piece of bread to the children? V'lo kabdi, and they say, sure, you're baking for us And normally when somebody is a cook or a baker, he eats something himself, he gives it to his child, that's a normal thing. So if they're not makbid, so I could say that kol chada v'chada chazil yanuka. Each bread that they bake, that's possible, that's going to be the one that he's going to give to his child. And the male that comes out, he's not just baking for the goyim, he's baking also for the yanuka, for the Jewish child, v'shori, it's mutter. The lav also, if they say no, everything that you bake has to go to us, then he's baking only for the goy. Only for the goy. Lachem v'loy l'nachri, then it's usher. So Rashi's shita here, there's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that Rav Huna disagrees with Rav Chisda. Because Rashi learns that whose kemach, whose flour was it? It was the Jewish flour. They owned the flour. So therefore Rashi says that, according to Rav Chisda, you could have divided up. This is an isa. This is a dough, which you could have divided up. And Rav Chisda holds, whenever you can divide something up, there's no heter to bake it for the Jew and for the goy. So what does it help you that you're going to give it to your child, and you're baking for the soldier and for your child, but it's able to be divided? It's usher. Teretz says Rashi, that Rav Huna disagrees with Rav Chisda. And Rav Huna holds that as long as you're also doing it for somebody Jewish, it's permitted as the halacha of lachem, that you are allowed to do malacha for oichel nefesh. And Rav Huna disagrees with Rav Chisda. Tosfos and Divrei Maskil Chazina disagrees with Rashi, and the Oimer Ri, the Loi Pligi, there is no machlokas over here. Because here it's not speaking about that the flour belonged to the Jew. The Jew can't go over to the Goy and say to the Goy, I'm going to divide up your flour. The Isa was owned by the Goyim. It was only the Tircha, the work, that had to go into baking the bread. That was the Jewish contribution. So they can't go over to go and say divide it. So that therefore Rav Huna says, as long as you're baking it also for a timik, it's permitted because it remains like a behemah. Just like we said before by a behemah where you can't divide it up. The halach is its mutter because it's considered you're doing it for the Jew. So here too, where since there's no option for the Jew to divide up the dough between themselves and the goyim, because this dough belongs to the goyim, so therefore, since in the bottom line you're also baking it for the yanuka, it is permitted because of lachem. So according to Tosfos, there is no machlokes Rav Huna Rav Chisda. In a case where it could be divided, where the kemach did belong to the Jew, Rav Huna would be mutter to Rav Chisda, you're not allowed to bake it because you should divide it up and bake separately for the yanuka. You have no right to bake also for the goy. Continues the Gemara. We're going to ask a question on Rav Huna Vatanya, and we will learn the next Gemara according to the way Rashi learned this sugya. Vatanya, we have learned in a brisa, Maisa b'Shimon HaTemani. There's a story with Shimon HaTemani. Rashi says that he was from Timnas, as we find by Shimshon. Shimshon was referred to in Shaiftim Chasan HaTimni. He was from this place, Timnas. So HaTimni is a place. Shaloi bo amish the Beis HaMedrash. He didn't come the night of Yontif to the Beis HaMedrash to learn. B'Shachris the next day, Motzei Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava found him, the Shimon HaTemani, and Omar lo, he said to him, V'deimah lo bo amish the Beis HaMedrash, why didn't you come yesterday to learn in the yeshiva? Omar lo, we had a problem. He answered him. Baal Shas bo li reinu, we had a battalion of troops of the king that came to our city, and when they come to the city, they plunder. Ubitchu lachtav es kol ha'ir, they wanted to plunder the entire city. V'shachatnu lahem egel, we slaughtered an eagle for them. V'echilunum, and we gave them to eat. U'patranim l'shalom, and we said, goodbye, they left us alone. We were able to satisfy them by shechting for them an eagle and feeding them this calf. Amar loy, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said to Shimon HaTemani, Tomani, I'm wondering, im lo yotza scharchem bevseitchem, if your schar did not get wasted because of the hefset. As we find in Pirkei Avos, a person should always think of schar avera keneged hefsedei. What do you gain from the avera that you're doing, and compare that to the loss. So here also, you have a gain that you saved your money. You were worried that these troops would plunder the entire city. You were able to appease them with the egel. But that's a hefsid, that's an avera. You're going to get a punishment in Shemayim for this avera. What avera? Because you shechted and you cooked for the goyim, and you had no heter, lachem v'lelanachru. You're not allowed to do that on Yontif. So I'm wondering that your schar of saving your money is going to be lost because of the hefsed of the avera. Sharei amra Torah lachem v'loy loy v'dekachavim. It says in the Torah lachem, and we darsh lachem, and not to goyim. You have no right to do oichel nefesh just for goyim. So now comes the question, v'amai hochazi l'meichel minei, since the Jews themselves could have eaten from it, since it was theirs, and Rashi says, so the soldiers wouldn't mind. You want to take some for yourself? Good, you're shechting this for us, and you're cooking it for us. Fine, we don't mind if you take. So if they don't mind, so why isn't it considered that he's doing all the malachas on Yontif, both for the soldiers and for the people in the city? So according to Rav Huna, and really this question we could even ask according to Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda agrees that by an animal, where the shechita can't be done separately from the Jew and the goy, you can't divide it up. What did we learn before? That it's not possible of kezayis baser b'loy shechita. Since you can't divide it up, then the halach is it's mutter for lachem. So this is even according to the way Rashi learns this sugya, that Rav Huna disagrees with Rav Chisda. And if you're baking something, you could bake it for a goy and a Jew together. Not like Rav Chisda said, but that's by baking. Here we're talking about an egel, shechting an egel. That, l'chayra, can only be, that can't be divided. So l'chayra, even Rav Chisda would agree here that it could be, it could be shechted. I was just thinking that perhaps, though, if they cooked also, the bishul could be divided. Maybe Rav Chisda would say that the bishul there would be divided. So therefore, the Gemara is putting its thrust of this question against Rav Huna. You, Rav Huna, says that anything that could be divided is allowed to, even though it could be divided, you're still allowed to bake for a goy and a Jew together. So what was the problem over there? Why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava say to Shimon Atemani that you did something wrong by feeding the egel to the soldiers, since they could have eaten from it also? According to Rabbi Huna, it should be mutter. Am Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, no. You know what the problem was? Because egel treifa havoy. This was an egel which they knew was treif. They had simonim that this egel was treif, so the Jews could not have eaten from it. So therefore it comes out that everything, all the malachas they did, were solely for the goy. And therefore there would be oivra on lachem, v'loy loiv dikichavim. Frey de gemara v'alchazi leklovim, but they still could have given it to Jewish dogs. So lacharit should be mutter. The gemara says, being able to give it to the Jewish animals, tanoihi, is a machlokes tanoim, whether that's part of the heter of oichel nefesh on yontiv, the sanya we learned in a brisa, ach asher yo'achel l'chol nefesh, hu levada yasa l'chem. That's what the pasuk says. Mimashma shenem l'chol nefesh. It says l'chol nefesh. Shaymei ani, so I hear from that, afilu nefesh behemah b'mashma. That even the nefesh of an animal, b'kinyin shenem, as we find the pasuk says, umake nefesh behemah shamena. If you kill a animal, and the Torah refers to it as nefesh behemah, you should pay for it. So we see nefesh could be speaking about an animal as well. So perhaps the heter of achasher yochel chol nefesh refers to animals as well. Talmud Loimer, the pasuk says, no, lochem. The pasuk says that hu levada yasa lochem. As we turn to daf chafal from a base, lochem v'loy leklovim. Div Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili shita is that lochem is memayit and not for klovim. However, Rabbi Kiva Omer, afilu nefesh behema mashma. Yes, nefesh includes even nefesh behema. Im came out tam alam lochem. So what do we use the word lochem? To you, lochem v'loy leklovim. To you and not to a goy. The Gemara asks, Umara isla rabbis is a klovim lochitzes over the klovim. Why do you say that lochem adds the dogs that it's mutter to do malacha of eichel nefesh for dogs, but it's might see the goyim. Marba niyasa klavim shem is an eisan alecha, because you have to feed them. It's your obligation. Umoitzi aniyasa of the klavim shem is an eisan alecha. The mizaynus of a goy is not on you, and therefore there's lechem v'leil nachri. But this mandiyama Rabbi Kiva holds that lechem will include the nefesh of a behema. But it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Amid Aleph, who told Shimon HaTemani, you did something wrong by shechting and feeding the goyim. That's because he holds both things don't apply. He holds lachem v'loyla nachri. Ah, you could have also used it for the klavim. Lachem v'loyla klavim. And therefore, you did something wrong. And yotze scharoi behev seidoi. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Abaye Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi said to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Agalili, Darma lachem v'loyla klavim. If you hold this shita, that oichel nefesh does not permit you to cook something, to do any malacha for a dog, for an animal, hani sufli lechayusa hechishadin lubiyantiv, these date pits, which the seeds of a date, which we throw it to animals. Once we finished eating the date, we throw the pits to the animals. How do we give it to them on yantiv? Rashi says, since a person can't eat it, and you're not allowed to do anything for an animal, it should be aser betiltel, it should be muktza. Tosfos, and the Baal HaMor goes with Rashi Shita as well. However, Tosfos and the Rush disagree, because the second Tosfos, Hani Sufli, Tosfos says, if you're going to say that fodder for an animal is muktza, how can we give any animal tevin? How can we give him straw? How can we give him something to eat? All the food to an animal should be muktza. And we know it's not so. So therefore, Tosfos says it's only Sufli, as the Maram on the side explains, because those have to be first softened, and they have to be cut up specially in order for them to be properly used as feed for animals. And otherwise, it needs a tikkun gadol, Rashi says, Tosfos says, and therefore they're only roy b'shas hadchak. And therefore, since they're only roy b'shas hadchak, therefore in this specific instance, this food would be considered muktza, and you would be over a malacha by feeding it to a goy. So the Gemara wants, to an animal. So the Gemara wants to know, both according to Rashi and according to Tosfos, how can you feed these to the animal if we're not allowed to be over any malacha when it comes to oichel of an animal? Amarlei, hoil v'chazal asaka. Because I could move it. There's no problem, muktza. I could use it for a fire. So the Gemara says, tinech b'yavishta, that's good by a dry, date, pit. But beretivus, if it's moist, my klamei those are difficult to catch on fire. Amarlei, chazal has to guddle. If you have a huge bonfire and you throw in, then even moist pits will also burn, and therefore they're not considered muktza. Freidig mar tenach b'yantiv. That's good on yantiv. But b'shabbos ma'ik l'meimer. On Shabbos you cannot be over mavir, fueling a fire. You're over for kindling for mavir. So how could you move it on Shabbos, and yet we feed it to the dogs, also the animals also on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, metaltalin lu agav rifta, we can be metaltalit on bread. So the Rishonim ask, how do we move it to the bread? So the Rajba answers that they fell on the bread. The Ra answers, after I take the pit out of my mouth and I'm going to put it down, I could put it down on the piece of bread. Ukidah Shmuel, the Gemara says, Da'amr Shmuel, Oysa Adam Kol Tzarech B'Pas. Rashi explains, it's not considered a bezoyin oichlin, and therefore I can transfer it by means of the bread. So I could even do it on Shabbos, and that's how I could feed it to the animal. Upligi, the Rabbi Shuma Levi. Now the Gemara says, that Rav Huna, who permitted something we saw even by baking, where it could be divided up, according to Rashi Shita, for between a goy and a yid, and yet he permits it to be prepared on Yontiv, he's arguing on Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and as that psak that he gave the B'nai Baga on Amid Aleph, the Jewish villagers that they could prepare baked things for the soldiers. He's arguing Rabbi Shimon Levi. Don't Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi said, "Mizamnim es anachim b'Shabbos. You can invite a goy to your house on Shabbos. Ve'ei mizamnim es anachim b'yantiv. You cannot invite a goy for a meal to your house on Yantiv. What's the reason? Because gzeirah shemayav b'shvilei. We're afraid on Yantiv where you're allowed to cook and prepare food on Yantiv. Maybe if the goy will come, you're going to on Yantiv prepare specifically for him some food, and you're going to be marba b'shviloi, and the male, it's usher. So even though if you cook a little more for him, you can eat that as well. So according to Rav Huna, this would be mutter. If you're doing it for both the Jew and the goy, it's mutter. So what's the problem of inviting a goy to your house on Yantiv? Because you might be marba b'shviloi. On Shabbos, you can't cook. We're not worried you're going to be marba b'shviloi. But on Yantiv, you're allowed to cook. We're worried that you're going to cook specially for the goy. Extra, good. But you can eat from that extra also. So if it's mutter to bake and do things, malachas, for a goy and a Jew together, according to Rav Huna, then why would this be? Also, Teretz is that Rav Huna disagrees with Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar, Rav Acha bar Yaakov said, "Afilu b'Shabbos nami loi, you're not allowed to invite a goy to your house, even on Shabbos, because even though we don't have a gzeira, maybe he's going to cook extra for him, we have a different problem. The goy is going to take some of your wine. And the minig then was to dip bread into wine. And some of that is going to be left over in the kais, mishum shiure kaises. Now that wine is usher because of yayin nesach. Apparently it was speaking about a case where it's not yayin mevushel. So it's going to be usher because of yayin nesach. So you cannot move that. And it's muktzah. And yet the shamus were worried in his haste to clear up the table will move that kois of the goy which has the wine in it. Therefore you're not allowed to invite him according to Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov to your house for a meal on Shabbos either. Freid Gemari, Yahachi, if you're worried about the leftover wine that's in the cup, Yahachi didan nami, so our kosas as well that have leftover wine, it should be muktzah machmas miyas. If you're going to worry about shiurei kos, then we have a problem without inviting a goy. Because when we leave over some wine in the kos, it becomes disgusting. Nobody else wants to drink from it. So therefore, it should be also, we know there's a muktzah called muktzah machmas miyus. It's disgusting. The Gemara answers, the dan chazal of the tarnagolin. Our leftover we can give to a tarnagol. But did who from a goy, pray the Gemara, did who nami chazal of the tarnagolin? So they also could be used for Tardigoyle? No, did who Assyria non ninu? Their leftover is Yayin Nesach, it's Asur Bano. Whereas, that's why it's Muktzah, whereas ours could be used by a Tardigoyle. Memela, it's not Asur because of Muktzah. Frey the Gemara, even their wine, their Yayin Nesach, will tell to Linu Agav Kasa, why can't we move it around? Since it's in a kos, didn't Rava say, metaltalin kinunna. Rashi says kinunna is a keli which you put into it ashes. And what are you going to use the ashes for? Either to cover tsoa, excrement, or roik, or spittle. So you're allowed to move the kinunna, agav kitma, because of the ashes. Since the ashes are used for a purpose on Shabbos or Yontif, you're allowed to move the kinunna that contains the ashes. Afa gav deikol ashivri etzim, even though it has muktzah things on it. What are the muktzah things? Pieces of wood that didn't become ashes. They have no use. The only use they would have is for a fire. And a fire on Shabbos you can't make. So they are muktzah machmas gufay. They have no purpose. So the Gemara is asking, just like I'm allowed to move it because of the ashes, so over here also it should be mutter to move the wine through the usage of the kais. So the Gemara says hasam lav isuri anonenu. That's not a case of isuri anah. Hacha isuri anonenu. Here it's worse. Rashi says the word umuktzah tvei. It's more muktzah. What does it mean? More muktzah. I mean, either it's muktzah or it's not muktzah. So the Achorinim explain, because if it's Isuri Ano, we have to take provisions to stay away from it. Because we might by accident have Ano from it. So this, a person is marchik from his mind more. So that's why it comes out, according to Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, don't invite a goy over, because he might leave over some wine. And this wine is there's a stronger type where you're being mekatzer from your das because it's isurei anah, and you might move it on Shabbos. That's why you shouldn't invite the goy over. Tosfos here asks a question that in the Divrei HaMaskil Kenuna Agav Kitmei, Tosfos asks, what's the Gemara's question from the Knunna to the wine that's in the coast? L'chora, what about the issue of Bosses L'dovera Aser? By the Knunna, you have ashes and you have the Shivri Eitzim. The Shivri Eitzim are Mukta. But why am I allowed to move the vessel? Because the vessel contains ashes. So you have a Dover Heter, the ashes, which can be used for a purpose. So I don't care about the Shivri Eitzim, and that's why I can move the Keli around. Here, you're asking me the coast, you should be able to move, but the coast is a buses, it's a support for the Mukta that's in it. And there is no mitigating circumstance that I have ashes. I have something else permitted in the coast. Why isn't it, what's the Gemara's question of putting together the ashes with the wine? There's a big difference. So Tosfos answers that Rabbeinu Tam says on the third wide line at the bottom of Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam Pirush, like Mikri buses Ladover Muat Chain and Nikva. Kigoin Shiva Aitsim Shira Kaisis. Tosfos says that buses Ladover Usar has no relevance over here at all because it's for something that's left over. It's for pieces of wood that didn't get burnt. It's for leftover wine in the cup that he didn't drink. So something that's a fragmentary thing, that's the kvius of the container, is not for this item. It's a little unimportant thing, and that doesn't pass the whole concept of being a bosses ledover aser. Continues the Gemara. Armalei Rav Achim Adifta Ravinu Vilahavi Kigraf Shal Rei. What's your problem with inviting a goy over on Shabbos? Because he might leave over the wine, but since there's an aspect of disgust with leftover wine, let it be like a vessel of tzoa, of excrement, which since it's so disgusting, one is allowed to remove it from a house on Shabbos, and there's no problem of mukta. Armalei V'chiyosin Graf Shal Rei L'chatchila. You're right. Of course, if it happened that it was left over, you're right. You're allowed to move it. But here my question is, can I invite a goy to come to my house? I'm worried he might leave it over. It might be, I don't make a graf sharei. If I have a graf sharei, then I'm allowed to move it. The Gemara says, Adberei Ravel Amar Shmuel. The Rashi further in the Chof Tesamon Alf says, what does the word Adberei mean? And the quote, Hinhigoy Umetayol Imoy B'mevoy Sa'ir. He led him through the streets of the city. Rava was leading Marshmuel through the streets of the city. Vidorish, and he made the following drasha, Mizamnim es anachri b'shabes, ve'em mizamnim es anachri b'yantiv, gzei reshem eyar b'shviloi. So he paskined, not like the sheet of Ravacha bar Yaakov that said that on Shabbos it's also usher. He said no. On Shabbos it's mutter, because the whole problem is Shema Yarba Bishviloi, and therefore on Yontiv it's usher, but on Shabbos you don't have to worry about cooking Yarba Bishviloi, and therefore it is mutter to invite a goy to your house on Shabbos. Marema Marzutra, Kiavi Miklu Nachri Biyontiv, if they would invite a goy over on Yontiv, Amrulay they would say to him, E Nichalach B'mayda Tirchalon Mutav. To avoid the problem of preparing for the goy, they would tell him outright, listen, we're inviting you over. If you're happy with what we prepared for ourselves and you want to share with us, great. But v'iloi, if not, tirchi yaseira adaita didach leitachin. We're not going to any extra efforts in order to placate what you want. Join us with what we have, and that's so. Therefore, there's no chshash shema yar b'shvilo, and that's how they avoided that issue. Says the next Mishnah, they shame oimrim layicham adam chamel l'ragel v'elam kein ruil l'shtia. A person, there's a heter of warming up water for oichel nefesh, but what about if a person wants to warm up water on yontiv for washing his feet? He's not allowed to do it unless they're roy l'shtia, you could drink from it also. Ubeisil matir, Beisil says that you can warm up water in any case. Now, Tosfos here says, l'chayra beishamai means metoich. You can warm up the water for your feet, to wash your feet, if they're roy l'shtia, because metoich shehutra l'tzayrach, hutra nami shalai l'tzayrach. But we know beishamai doesn't hold the metoich. So what is beishamai saying over here? Answers Tosfos that the Yerushalmi explains it means you have to make a little extra. You actually have to drink from it. Beishamai doesn't mean here mitoch. Beishamai means cook it up for drinking, drink a little from it, whatever is left over, that you can use for your feet. Ubeisil matir, but beisil is matir it outright. Oisa adam madura umischam knegna. A person is allowed to make a bonfire, and he's allowed to warm himself up, kneged this bonfire, and he'll get warmth from it. He boiled Gemara had a question. This last statement of the Mishnah, is it going like Beis Shammai also or only like Beis Hillel? Hai madur man katanila, ledivri akoili, does everybody agree to it? Beis Shammai also. Vishani lula Beis Shammai ben anos kol gufo la anos eivr achot. If you're only doing a hanoah for your feet, that Beis Shammai said you can't do it unless you're going to use it for drinking and leave it over. But where you're doing a bonfire, which warms up your entire body, says Rashi, that is like oichel nefesh. That's something that sustains your whole body. So that's part of the heter of oichel nefesh. But Beis Shammai holds that oichel nefesh doesn't apply where you're only helping one limb of your body. So is that the pshat in the Mishnah that Beis Shammai would agree to the last statement of the Mishnah? Dilmor, maybe Beis Hillel k'tani lo. The one who says the last halacha about the bonfire is Beis Hillel. Ava Beis Shammai lo yishanelu. Beis Shammai, it's no difference whether it's your whole body, whether it's one aver. The only heter on yontiv is oichel nefesh, period. It doesn't matter that the bonfire is helping your whole body. It's not oichel nefesh, osir. The Gemara says, Toshma, come in here. Beis Shammai yarmim lo yasa adam adura v'yischam kenegda. Beis Hillel matirin. This Brisa says beferish that a person should not make a bedura according to Beis Shammai. It doesn't make a difference if it's one limb by washing your feet, whether it's your entire body getting warm. It's not oichel nefesh, osir. Beis Hillel is matir to make a bonfire and also to wash one of your feet. Now, Tosfos over here, it's very negeil halacha, and this is the whole idea of taking a shower or a bath with using hot water on yontiv, and a person, of course, exactly how to do it, that a person shouldn't be over schita, and other isurim, a person should consult with his competent moira hayra, but some general outlines we see here in Tosfos and in the poskim, that Tosfos says that Beis Hillel, the second last line on the Amud of Tosfos at the end, Beis Hillel matirin vidafka l'raglov. You'll notice in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai says, lo yicham adam chamin l'raglov, for his feet. So Beis Hillel, when they're matir, without using the water for drinking, their matir plain to cook up water is for your feet. But Tosfos says, your whole body. That's a davar she'ein a shavu l'chol nefesh. And we know by metoch, you need a thing that's shavu l'chol nefesh, that everybody could benefit from it. And who needs a shower or a bath for his whole body, at least in the time of the Gemara, Tosfos says, el ein a roi el l'bnei adam mi'unogin. Munogin, nice people who they like to have pleasure in this world, they wash their whole body. Then Tosfos is avol yadav raglav shavul chol nefesh. Now Tosfos adds the word yadav, so he throws in that according to Beis Hillel, already your hands also. In halacha, we find the mechaber says yadav. Our Mishnah said only raglav. The Mishnah Brura and the Gra put them all together, yadav raglav, and they even add another part of the body, ponav. It comes out that for ponav yadav raglav, a person is allowed to warm up water according to Beis Hillel on yontiv, but not kol gufoy. What happens if a person, right before yontiv, he had hot water? Can he use that water to wash himself on yontiv, his whole body? So the mechaber says yes, and the Ramah says no, we're machmer, but kol gufoy, you shouldn't use even warm water that was warmed up before yontiv. Now the Mishnah Brura brings the Ritvor and the Rashba, but I'd say that this is only your whole body. Avol aver kuli alma, everybody holds that one limb at a time, you could boil up water for using, it is mutter lirchoitz. A tefillin, a mikveh, which is for a mitzvah, doesn't go into this whole discussion. It's mutter, a child who's used to being bathed his whole body, also would not go into this entire discussion. But again, halach lamaisa, a person should ask his competent moira hayra. And finally, we will learn the last Mishnah here on the Amud. Shloisha dvorim Rav Gamliel machmer k'divrei Beis Shammai. Tosfos Yontif points out, even though Rav Gamliel came from Beis Hillel, he was a descendant of Hillel HaZaken, but in three matters, he jumped over to the side of Beis Shammai. The first one is, and all of these things will be explained, of course, in great detail in the Gemara. The first one is Ein Taim L'Mesachamid, and they take out the word L'Chatchila here because the Mishnah in Idias does not have it. Ein Taim L'Mesachamid B'Yantiv, you cannot, for the purpose of Yantiv coming before Shabbos, you cannot wrap around the hot food and make hatmona on Yontif for Shabbos. The Ein Zeikvin es haMenorah b'Yontif. The Gemara's Havamin is pshat in the Mishnah is that if a menorah of metal fell down, you cannot lift it up on Yontif. The Ein Oifen Paten Gritzin, thick breads cannot be baked on Yontif because there's a tirchi yisera, there's too much work. El Rekikin, only wafers. Amram Gamliel, Ram Gamliel said, Mimein shall base Abba from the times of my father's house. Loi Hoya Oifen Paten Gritzin, they didn't make these thick breads. El Rekikin, wafers. Amr Loi, they said back then, Ma Nasa Lebase Avicha, what should we do about your father's house? Shahayu machmir and alatzman. They were machmir on themselves. But mekil and lechol yisrael for all of klal yisrael, they were mekel. Liyos oifim pitim gritzen vicharorim. They baked both very thick breads and bread that is baked on directly on the coals. They did permit it. So they argued with Ram Gamliel, but Ram Gamliel was saying that his father's house, they did not bake the very thick breads which required a tircha yisera.